And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh today. The 2018 South Dakota Arts Conference features music, speakers, and workshops next Friday and Saturday, May 4th and 5th in Sioux Falls. It's a venture of Arts South Dakota, and it looks like a great deal of fun. We're joined right now by Jim Spears, Executive Director of Arts South Dakota. Jim, welcome back to In the Moment.
Steve, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, long time no see. Well, first of all, let's get right into it here. Tell us about the Arts Conference. Give us a little background on the Arts Conference coming up just a little over a week from now.
Yeah, we're very excited. In fact, we had a team meeting a few minutes ago, and we all hung up sort of, wow, it's less than a week away now, and we've been planning this deal for about 9 months. So it's very exciting to see it on the horizon. And it is a statewide gathering of the arts community. I've been calling it kind of the grand get-together for the arts community. We haven't had a statewide arts conference in nearly 6 years.
Really?
And yeah, so it's been a long time. And, you know, last couple of years, I've traveled around the state quite a bit. Arts South Dakota has. We've been joined by the South Dakota Arts Council. And the one thing we kept hearing from everyone in all the communities, big and small, west, east, north, south, everyone said, let's get together. We want to get together as a state arts community. So we heard that loud and clear, and we said, all right, we're going to have a state arts conference. And so that's the big event for us coming up next weekend. It'll be in Sioux Falls for the first time ever. We've had several state arts conferences in central South Dakota, a few out west, but as far as we know, this is the first time we've ever hosted the state arts conference in Sioux Falls. So we're very excited to have folks in downtown Sioux Falls and just all of the great creative things happening downtown that they'll be able to experience.
Yeah, what's the venue in Sioux Falls, Jim?
It is the Holiday Inn City Center.
Okay. And as I'm understanding, you are inviting and encouraging people in the arts community from all over South Dakota and beyond to be in Sioux Falls for this amazing event.
Right, exactly. Anybody that is part of the arts community, and that really means anybody that considers themselves an artist or attends arts events or is an advocate for the arts, believes in arts education, if you feel you're part of the arts community, you're welcome. We invite you to be with us. We're going to have artists. We're going to have arts administrators. We're going to have leaders, national leaders with us. We're going to have lots of time for networking and rekindling relationships, you know, for folks that we haven't seen in a long time or building new ones. So we want to see anybody that considers themselves part of South Dakota's creative community, please come and join us.
Yeah, and I should mention, too, Randy Cohen is your speaker delivering opening remarks on Friday, May 4th, and he'll be a guest on In the Moment later that morning, I believe, right at 11 o'clock after the news. So we encourage people to tune in for that, for his perspective on the State Arts Conference. Music, speakers, workshops. Jim, let's start with the music. Who's performing during the Arts Conference?
I like how you think here. Let's start with the music. I appreciate that. We have a number of musical artists that will be playing during the conference. Friday night, we have a great jazz group. Of course, knowing me, you know, we want to have some jazz at this deal. So Jim McKinney, vibraphonist, a longtime director of bands at South Dakota State University, he'll be playing on Friday night during the opening reception. He's joined by Dan Peterson on guitar, Eddie Dunn on bass, and Daniel Heyer on the drums. So we have a great vibraphone quartet Friday night. And then on Saturday, we have a very special presentation before the noon lunch that will feature Brian Akipa from the Sisseton Wahpeton Sioux Tribe. And Brian is a National Heritage Fellow, which is quite an honor. That's a major national award that's given out by the National Endowment for the Arts. And he's a Dakota flute maker and performer. If you haven't heard Brian. It's magical. He's a real we're so fortunate to have him in South Dakota and carrying on the great tradition of Native flute playing. So he will be there to present or to perform on Saturday midday as part of our keynote presentation. And then on Saturday evening, our kind of our closing party, if you will, we're going to feature folks from the White Wall Sessions. We've partnered with White Wall, and we're so proud to have White Wall as part of the conference this year. And we're going to feature White Wall artist Hank Harris, who will be playing with the Hegg Brothers,
wow,
as well as Rich Show with Violet. So two really great musical acts to close out the conference on Saturday.
Yeah,
I would say both of those groups are some of the finest in South Dakota, people would say.
Yeah, not only that, both Hank Harris and Rich Show have come out with new CDs over the last couple of months, so a good time to have both of them.
Yeah, right. I bet you might be able to pick up a copy if you're there.
Probably.
We'll have a few to sell.
Yeah. Now let's get into the speakers, because there are some very interesting people here. One that we tried to book for in the moment, but we couldn't get our schedules to work out, is Jane Chu from the NEA. And I didn't know this, but she is formerly a resident of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, that's right. Chairman Chu is... she's in charge of the National Endowment of the Arts, and for her to be headlining, if you will, our conference is really a great thing for South Dakota. And I don't know exactly when. I want to say it might have been even in the 80s, but I can't tell you for sure. But she did spend quite a bit of time in South Dakota. She lived here in Sioux Falls. I know a few folks going to the conference who remember that and actually worked with her while she was in town here. She's a flutist herself. I've actually heard her play flute at a national conference. So it's pretty cool that she's a very talented artist in her own right. And just her work with the NEA, she'll talk about it while she's here, so we don't need to go into a lot of detail, but she's done some really wonderful things with the National Endowment over the years. And that's one of those agencies in the government we're so fortunate to have. That it's really that National Endowment is oftentimes the seed money, the way a lot of these new arts ideas and organizations are incubated. They really help set the tone for our national our language, our mm-hmm. national goals as the arts community. So yeah, she will be sort of the headline speaker on Saturday at noon.
Well, we're on that, I wanted to ask about arts funding. Where is South Dakota in its arts funding compared to the rest of the country? Are we kind of leading, or are we a little behind? Where do we sit?
You know, we're doing pretty well when you look at per capita. Total dollars, you know, we're down the list quite a ways. But one of the things that's wonderful about South Dakota is our partnership with the Department of Tourism. And so we are part of that department. Mm-hmm. Our state arts council receives funding through the Department of Tourism and a half penny sales tax, tourism tax. And your listeners may remember some discussion about this back during the legislative session in February. And the one thing I can tell you is the money that is invested by the state of South Dakota into the South Dakota Arts Council performs very well. In fact, for every dollar that the state invests in the South Dakota Arts Council through that tourism tax, the return on investment is nearly $25. So
wow.
It's really actually an area of state government that makes money. So the state actually generates revenue in that dollar investment, you know, makes 25-fold. So it's really the funding for the arts in South Dakota is strong. We're very proud of our relationship with tourism. And then also I'll say that the National Endowment, you know, a lot of times people think of the NEA as funding big programs in big cities, but that couldn't be further from the truth. The National Endowment really it probably impacts rural communities more than anything. They have worked very hard to make sure that the national dollars are going into rural communities and rural areas like South Dakota. And in fact, I think South Dakota is fifth on the funding list per capita in the United States for funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. So for every 47 cents that we invest in our national tax dollars that we as South Dakotans, we each invest 47 cents a year to fund the National Endowment for the Arts. So less than it costs to park on Phillips Avenue is what we spend to fund the National Endowment. We receive, as South Dakotans, we receive something like $1.12 in return because our state is funded at a higher level per capita. So really the National Endowment has a major impact in South Dakota.
Yeah. And it's great to be here at SDPB and kind of be in the thick of that and see all that happen right around us and even to be part of it. It's very exciting. Jim, more on the speakers. Randy Cohen, we mentioned, will be a guest on In the Moment on Friday, May 5th. And he's VP of Marketing and Research with Americans for the Art or for the Arts. Can you tell us a little more about his visit?
Yeah, Randy. Randy's a guy you don't want to miss. He, whenever I'm telling people that we have this vice president for research coming in to talk about economic data as it relates to the arts, it sounds like kind of a yawner, right? Like it's gonna, oh boy, that's gonna, data and charts and graphs. But Randy puts on a real show. He has done incredible work with Americans for the Arts over his tenure. And he's responsible for the Arts and Economic Prosperity Study that we've now done five times across the United States, including collecting data within South Dakota. And that is Randy's, that's his passion. And he'll come in and he'll share national and local results from that Arts and Economic Prosperity Study that really... the first time you hear it is sort of mind-blowing. For example, just I won't steal his thunder. He has a lot of great stuff to share. But, for example, in the Sioux Falls area, the greater Sioux Falls region here, the total economic impact of nonprofit arts, so these are just nonprofit organizations. This isn't even including the for-profit creative industries. But the nonprofit arts industry in the Sioux Falls region generates $105 million in economic activity every year. It supports local government through revenue, tax revenue, and state tax revenue at $5.5 million a year. The nonprofit arts industry in Sioux Falls supports over 3,500 full-time equivalent jobs. So, I think people hear this data, and Randy has a lot more of it to share, and it's really eye-opening. You realize right away that, the creative industry nationally and especially in South Dakota is a real economic engine, and it's so important to our economy. Besides that, it's just great for quality of life, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
You hate to just think of the arts in terms of dollars, but that's sometimes the message that needs to get across for people to understand the importance.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those numbers. Jim, we're out of time here. Could you, in 30 seconds, give me a quick wrap, all the details again for the May 4th and 5th event?
Yeah, you bet. So May 4 and 5, if you go to artssouthdakota.org, arts is plural, A-R-T-S, southdakota.org, you'll be able to click right on the main page of our website. The very first thing you're going to see is the conference information. Click on that. You can still register. There's still time to register and attend the conference. You'll hear from folks like Dale Lamphere and Brian Bondi, Craig Howe, Janet Brown, the folks at Fresh Produce. So there's a whole list of great keynotes and breakout sessions that will be happening. So I encourage folks, if you haven't checked out the conference information, go do so now, and there's still time to register.
Jim Spear is Executive Director with Arts South Dakota. Jim, good to visit with you again. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.